this ice cake. I hope you get what you want. You deserve one nice thing, one nice thing for the ice cake. Fa la 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 la, fa la la.
Good morning and welcome to episode 119 of Taking the Charge. With you from Regensburg, Germany, I am David Hein of Hein News, and it's Christmas time. I want to wish everybody out there a very Merry Christmas for those who celebrate. For those who don't celebrate, still, I wish you obviously all the best. For all the times where I don't make up for your holidays, I'm sorry about that. But this is a festive time for much of the world, which also means that I am trying to enjoy as much time as I can with the family. So that means I'm not going to talk too much at all today on the podcast this week. Basically, just going to more or less introduce the interview. And then we'll call it a podcast, and we'll get another one to you next week. Obviously, it would be great to have comments from you guys. You can follow us on Taking the Charge in the Facebook group. You can get me on Twitter at Hein News, HEINNEWS is my handle, and my email is heinnews@gmx.de. Various ways get in contact with us, the Facebook group. There's a little community going there to enjoy. This week, I know I've been saying that I was going to talk about EuroLeague, but I'm going to put it on hold again. Sorry about that. But I'm going to just introduce the interview this week. I had a chance to have a wonderful chat with Maciej Mamić, who is the sports director of Cedevita Zagreb, probably taken over from Sabonis, the best club in Croatian basketball. They're right up there in the Adriatic League. They reached the final of the Adriatic League last season, won the Croatian championship, and were in the news this past week for signing Dusan Musa, one of the top talents of the 1999 born generation, huge talent from Bosnia, and obviously they have some top talents. They had Yusuf Nurkic, who went to the Denver Nuggets. Right now, they also they have Lovro Mazalin. They in the past offseason they signed Carlo Gagnić, as well as Marko Arapović. So it's a team that's on the rise and looking at acquiring young Croatian talent. And obviously, as we've talked about a lot on this show, the Croatian talent is just so great. That's why I wanted to get Maciej Mamić on the show. I also wanted to ask him about going back to Berlin. He played for Alba Berlin before an accident which partially paralyzed him back in 2005, and so he was back. He was back in Berlin for the final game for Cedevita's EuroLeague season. So those are some of the topics. So enjoy that, and then catch you on the other side of the interview, and then close off the rest of the show. Okay, so this week on the show we have Maciej Mamić, the sports director with Cedevita Zagreb. Maciej, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
First of all, why don't we start with the EuroLeague? The team failed to advance to the top 16. But I think in general, I think you guys could probably be happy about the performance. You got a victory at home against Limoges. You beat Maccabi in Israel. You won the last game in Berlin, and also another performance was the loss by only 4 points against Moscow. Maybe in general, just first talk about what your thoughts are on the way the team played in the EuroLeague.
I'm really satisfied with the season in EuroLeague because we built a young team with some good prospects. So, you know, it's not easy to qualify to top 16 if you are without experience, especially because we miss a whole season. Marko Tomas and Roko Ugić didn't play first two games against Unikaha at home and Limoges on the way, so that was maybe too crucial game for us in beginning. That we can, you know, maybe beat one of them. So yeah, we got three wins. We played good, except let's say first half in Moscow. So the people in Clara are really satisfied with the season.
You guys, as part of the EuroLeague, you continue on with the EuroCup. You have a strong group with Red October, the Russian team. You also have CAI Saragossa and Virtus, so Spanish and Italian teams. How valuable will this be playing against established countries, good teams in established countries, in the continued development of the team?
Great thing that we can play EuroCup now, and I hope that we can be much more competitive now, because the group is strong with good teams, but I think that we can play with everyone, and I hope that we will qualify to the next round. It's not easy, but now it's our level. And I think that we can play much better, that a player can get something, some experience from EuroLeague. And I hope that we can win some games.
For some listeners out there, you know, they might not know much about Cedevita. You know, they might know more about a club like Sabona. You guys have been able to really kind of almost take over in the Croatian league, let's say. You got to the Adriatic final. You won the Croatian championship last season. Where do you you're bringing in young talented Croatian players as well? Where do you see Cedevita right now? Maybe in comparison to the rest of Croatia and then also Adriatic.
I don't know. We are a little bit different than the other clubs in Croatia because we are stable, you know. We are stable. We have no financial problem. We organize the club on a good level. And that's, I think, the most important thing right now. I hope that we can build Cedevita as a power, Croatian powerhouse, you know, because not only Croatian young prospects see Cedevita on like good club, Jenan Musa. Jenan Musa came.
Yeah, we'll come back. We'll come to him for sure.
Yeah, because Cedevita, they got a good coach Repeša. They are really good, especially with the young players. And now that's our way, that we have good young players with some experience, like Gordić, Ukić, and I hope a mix of both will be great in the future for Cedevita.
You said you're stable as compared to other Croatian clubs. Why do you think that is? How has your club been able to do that, whereas the other clubs might not be able to?
Because we have a great sponsor behind us. Atlantic Group is they are doing excellent job with the basketball club Cedevita, and you know, we are working on let's say the normal way how everything should go, but what's different, like the other clubs did in past in Croatia. So if we have a 1 million budget, we will spend 1 million. We will not spend 2 million, and then on the summer we have no problem like the other. And this is the way how everything should go. And we are happy because we have an Atlantic group in our club that we can do everything.
We'll come to the young guys because that's, like I said, my specialty. But I. One of the things to having young players is you need to have veterans, let's say, to lead them, to show them example. How important was it, you know, you mentioned Rocco, which is bringing him in. How important is a guy like him to, you know, that has played at such a high level with so many great teams, to show some of the younger players what they need to do?
Oh, he helped them a lot. Because Rocco for them is not only teammates. Rocco is also teacher, you know, because they teach them. Everybody knows where Rocco play and which kind of level NBA player, you know, and they listen him, they follow him, and especially in this situation when we have to decide the game, of course the ball will come in Rocco's hands. And for young players it's much easier when they have some players who can decide the game, and for them it's good to play with Rocco, because Rocco is also point guard. They create for them some easy baskets or whatever. Rocco is really important for them.
I don't want to call him a bust, and I don't want to say that his career has been a disappointment, but back at the Albert Schweitzer, I don't even know, probably 6 years ago, I saw Tomislav Subcic, you know, and he was considered really a can't miss, you know. Mario Delis, you know, he also, you know, was considered a high prospect. You know, he went to a couple of clubs, but was never really able to take that next step. Are they important for your kids as well, also to say, okay, well, you know what, you can be can't miss, but you can miss, you know, you can, you know, if you don't, you can have all the talent in the world, but if you don't work hard, I'm not saying that Subcic and Delis aren't working hard, but do you see that as something that can help, you know, a guy like Lovro, a guy like Arapovic, you know, these guys are considered really high level talents, but they see, you know, it's really, really hard to make it to that next level. Was that something that you also had in mind at all?
No, but like I said, just our coach, Jasmine Repesha, he's controlling, you know, the team. He's working with them hard. They practicing like a college team, you know. Every practice they learn something new, and I hope that Tomislav will also can accept, you know, that, and everybody knows that he's a really big talent, and I think that he must improve that, and this is what he miss right now. But for Lovro, for Marko, Arapovic, they are really important to you know, to play. This is the, you know, sometimes when you see them together on the court, it's really nice, and it's really important that get the minutes and take some experience. They build Cedevita maybe in the future to be much competitive against the big class, because our goal is not to just play EuroLeague. Our goal is in 2-3 years that we can be competitive in top 16. And that's the reason why we maybe this season make this step back with the young players to maybe in 2 years that we can go two steps more, you know.
Taking a step back and beating Maccabi in Tel Aviv and almost beating Moscow, that's like, yeah, that's a pretty nice step back. You mentioned Arapovich and Lovro Mazalin and how they play together. I was fortunate enough to see them at the U18s. How, especially Lovro, because he was with the club last year, how do you see him, how he came back from the summer with the national team, where some people might say he wasn't quite as outstanding as a lot of people may know him. How do you see how he came back from the national team?
Lovro is an excellent guy. He's a really good basketball player. He reads basketball on the really high level, and he must improve themself also in shooting percentage, and we are working on that right now. So Lovro is, I would say, 2 years ago our main target, because he is a winner. His mentality is that always want to win, and this is a big advantage for Lovro. And yeah, I like him a lot, and his body is all ready to play Adriatic League or EuroLeague, because he's really now strong. I think next year everybody will see that he improved a lot from this season, because now he's playing sometimes 5 minutes, sometimes 7 minutes, sometimes only 1 minute. But you know, the practice with Roko, Ukić, Zubčić, Gordić, mm-hmm. Will help him a lot. And I think he will be a Croatia star for sure.
What did you see in Arapovic and also Carlo? You brought them in from Cibona and from KK Zagreb this off season. You know, Arapovic is 18, Carlo's 19. What did you see in them, and why did you want to bring them in so much?
Because if we want to be competitive in the next 2-3 years, that we have to sign a long-term deal with the young prospects. And this is Arapovic and Mazalin and Carlo, they are the best player in U19, U18 or U17. And, you know, this is our main goal this season, to bring them to Cedevita, because to have them together like 1 or 2 years, they can bring Cedevita on next level too.
The off season you brought in Marco, you brought in Carlo, you lost Josef Nurkic. He had been with you guys for a few years, and you know, helped you have all the success, you know, winning the Croatian championship, going to the final in the Adriatic League. Obviously, going to the NBA is the goal, the dream of so many of these guys. But how disappointed are you that you couldn't keep him around, saying, you know what, you know, we want to have all the success, and it would have been fun to have him still with this team.
Of course, this is, you know, this is life. And when Denver Nuggets want Yusuf, that we know that we will miss Yusuf a lot, because especially because he in next years he will play the best basketball in his life. And but you know, if it's big money in deal, you have to do it, because he is not ready to stay, because his head will not be the same like before. But it's also a great thing, because every other young player, they know if they come to Cedevita, they can play EuroLeague, they can play EuroCup, and then they are on the radar from big clubs. And that's maybe the reason why Canan Musa came to Cedevita. So, in one hand, you lose excellent player. But on the other hand, the Canan Musa came. So this is, I think, the fact for every team in the Balkan, because we have no other way. I think the best way here in Balkan is to work with young players, but extra talented players. This is the most important thing. And then you can have something. So we miss Yusuf Nurkić, but maybe Canan Musa will be next Yusuf Nurkić or Lovro Mazalin or Arapović. So, you know, the big club with a big budget, they are always in advantage. But I like this our idea, and I support this idea.
You mentioned Musa a couple times. I obviously he's the in the news right now. One of the absolute top talents in the 99 generation. So he's 15 right now. Maybe two things. Maybe just talk about the talent that he has. He's 6'8", 202, but also the fact that you guys were able to get him, whereas a team like Olympiacos was so close, an established team, a EuroLeague champion level team, was also close to locking him up to a long-term deal, but that it was fact that you guys were able to get him. So talk a little bit about Musa, since he's in the news right now.
I have Musa on my radar 3 years ago, and it's not easy because especially last U16 European Championship, he was leader of Bosnia and Herzegovina. He's the best scorer. He scored 23 points per game, so it was not easy. But for their parents, they are much easier when Musa come to Cedevita, because it's almost same language, culture. It's like 1.5 hour by car from their home, so they can control much better. And this is what I said, what we did with Nurkić and Luka Babic and Miro Bilan. They expect with Musa same. So they know that we will work with them really good. They will finish the school, and then in the end he will play for big club. Maybe in when he will be 22. So he needs the time. But I think the because we are really close to Bosnia and Herzegovina, this is the crucial points for their parents.
Maybe just mention not many people might know about the club where he came from, Kos. They also, just like a day after you signed Musa, they sent somebody I don't have on the top of my head. Albert Berlin signed a young player from that club as well. Talk about maybe if you you said you've been following him at least on the national team for sure, but also I'm sure you know the club level. Talk about what that club's able to do, how they're able to develop these talents.
Cedevita, how is able?
No, about Kos, about the Bosnian club.
Kos. Because Kos, the owner of Kos is Seo Bukla. He's my good friend. He's ex player, really good player. Now he's owner of BC Kos. They really understand basketball, and he knows that young player like Musa, for example, is the guy who coming to Cedevita. They need the time, but he knows that it's really important how you support that guy, and that you have a really good program. And of course, we have a really good coach in our junior team and our cadet team, Dr. Tomislav Rupčić in cadet and Miki Starčević in junior team. They are one of the best coaches for young players in Croatia. And of course, in our senior team, they are Jasmin Repeša. You know, when the player is able to play senior with the senior team, then they know that Jasmin take them. and that they will give him chance. And, you know, all these things, they help him to decide that Cedevita is maybe the best team for Musa. But you know that in Bosnia and Herzegovina there are many talented players. And Sejo, they are looking to bring in course some of them, and they are really do great job.
Not necessarily to talk about Lovro again, but you know, he's going to be the leader of the Cedevita team at the Adidas Next Generation Tournament, the old NIJT. You mentioned a couple of other guys on that team. It's not one of the powerhouses, you know. And you have, you know, some of the other teams. You know, there's the Italians are there. Rome looks actually pretty strong. Unicaja is always strong with their Spanish team. Maybe what about the expectations for Cedevita at the Next Generation Tournament?
It's really hard to say. Of course, we want to win every game, but we know that it's a little bit complicated because Lovro Mazzalin, they never practice with the junior team. They are only with the senior team. They're having a lot of games. Some games he's playing 5-10 minutes, some games he's not playing. So, of course, that's not easy. But we will see. It's always hard to say something about junior team because they are young people, they are young players. You never know how they are in good shape. But we will try to do our best. And this is our expectation, that every player give the best. We will see what will in the end give us. You know?
You've told me that Musa is not going to be able to play. When just for those out there who follow Cedevita who want to know, how soon will Musa be with the club full time?
So Musa, they should finish his first part of school in Bosnia and Herzegovina, and then we will get the whole papers to put him here school in Croatia, and then probably I need like 20 days to finish all the papers, and he will be able to play middle of January, something like that.
Middle of January, okay. Back to the Next Generation Tournament. You know, at the U18 tournament, you know, there was Lovro there, but, you know, probably one of the guys who stood out more than anybody else was Dragan Bender. The first game for both of the teams is Cedevita against Maccabi, where Dragan Bender is. Just as a basketball fan, just as a Croatian, how much are you looking forward to? Okay, they might not play directly against each other, but, you know, Lovro against Dragan Bender.
That will be great to see, you know, especially for every basketball fan. And they play each other a lot before. They play last year junior championship, and Lovro, they won Croatia junior championship with Cedevita. So this is for me what is big difference between Dragan and Lovro. Dragan is excellent player, is one of the biggest talents I ever seen, because he can dribble, he can shoot with that size, was amazing. But Lovro is a winner. Lovro will give everything for the team to win the game, and this is what I like in Lovro basketball, that he will try to do everything to win the game, pass or shot or whatever. And I think that I don't know exactly Maccabi junior team, but I think that will be a great game, and probably I think that Cedevita will win that game.
The last game of the EuroLeague regular season was the game at Alba Berlin. Obviously, you've played. You played for Alba Berlin, and the game was played at the Max Schmelinghalle, which is also not usual for them because they usually would be playing in the O2 Arena. Obviously, you have a history with the club and with that building and with the accident that happened. You go back to Berlin and you communicate with Berlin quite often, both the club and the city. But what kind of moment was it for you going back, being in the building? What kind of reception did you have, and what did you think in general about going back to Max Schmelinghalle?
You know, that was, let's say, hard time for me because I finished my career in Berlin with the injury. It was amazing how Berlin fans communicate and they have a relation with me. So this is really hard to explain, but I'm really feeling when I'm coming to Berlin that I'm at home. The game was amazing also for us that we beat Alba Berlin this season, that play unbelievable good basketball. I said to them, in the past 10 years, I think this is the best moment how they play. They got 14-0 in Bundesliga. So for me, it's also really nice because standing ovation in Max Schmelinghalle and you know how they did everything for me in my rehabilitation. I really feel Alba as a part of me. I feel that I'm part of Alba, and you know, it's a great relation between me and Alba.
How good do you feel? How much after effects do you have? I know you know, I've seen that you still come to Berlin to see your doctors. How do you feel? How are you health wise? For those who might not be, you know, up to date on your health status.
I'm happy because I can do everything for myself. This is the most important thing, especially the things after the accident they didn't go well, and I'm really scared in that moment that I will never walk again. But now, you know, I have my some problems with my health, but I can control them, and this is the most important thing. Of course, I'm visiting always every year my doctor in Berlin. They help me a lot, and you know, I'm happy because the most important thing for me after the accident, if I can walk, yes, I can do now, and that I can do everything for myself, that I don't need help from somebody.
I know you have three children. I think is it two daughters and a son, or is it two sons and a daughter?
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. And I think the younger one, Bruno, I saw somewhere that he plays basketball. Does he have a good touch?
Bruno, they just started the practice like 2 days ago. He's now 10, and everybody told me that he's playing on the way how I did. So, of course, he has to find his way. But I'm really happy because he enjoys in basketball, that he really loves basketball, and we will see, you know. But it's always good to see son that is going on the same way. They love basketball, and I hope that he will be next Cedevita generation.
The daughters are Mattia and Antonia. So let's back to the club and finish off. Like we said, the club won the Croatian championship, reached the final of the Adriatic League. Goals, you know pretty much where you're at now. Maybe goals and for the club for this season, and what the team needs to do to reach those goals.
Our goal right now is goals, let's say goals, because the first thing is Adriatic League final. it's not easy because Red Star, they are playing a really good season. They have strong team. They qualify to top 16 in EuroLeague, so it will be really tough. The second is Budućnost Podgorica. They beat just Partizan yesterday in Belgrade. They are good team, but I think we will decide between Budućnost and Cedevita who will go to finals. And this season we are playing playoff best of five. First time in Adriatic League history. So
The final of the Adriatic League is best of five?
Yes, also. Okay. Semi-final and final. So that was our first goal. The second, of course, if we want to stay on this level, we have to beat and win Croatian Championship and Croatia Cup. And this is, you know, we will prepare our team for that, and I hope we can reach.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time. Good luck. Good luck in the Euro Cup. Good luck in the Adriatic League. And appreciate you coming on and talking.
Thank you very much. You are welcome.
Okay. Yes, I was really happy to get Matcha. Very very wonderful. Very nice chat. I hope everybody enjoyed that. Lots going on with the club, and you know, taking a step back and you know, the success that they've already had this season, you know, it's really quite good for being a step back. So gonna let you go with that. This week is the start of the what used to be known as the NIJT, the Nike International Junior Tournament. They've been rebranded. Adidas bought it out, and it's now called the Adidas Next Generation Tournament. And it is the first qualifying tournament starts in Rome, and that is from the 27th to the 29th of December, and then L'Hospitalet in the suburbs of Barcelona runs from, I believe, the 4th to the 6th of January. But we'll have a podcast on before that. We'll definitely be looking into seeing how that tournament goes. As I talked a little bit about in the interview. I'm gonna let you go with that. Did want to let you know what the music you're gonna hear. It's a Christmas ditty called "All the Ice King Wants for Christmas," and it's by Jonathan Mann. So again, everybody, thank you very, very much for all your for listening to the show, supporting the show. Merry Christmas to all, and enjoy the holiday season, and may everybody be safe and healthy, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All the Ice King wants for Christmas is the love of a beautiful princess, is the warming glow of friendship, to feel like he belongs. He will freeze you and kidnap you, but it's only because archaeological snafu. Now everything has gone wrong. Merry Christmas, Ice King. I hope you get what you want. You deserve one nice thing. One nice thing for the Ice King. Fa-la-la. Feel like such a doofus. He wants to be included in all the mathematical games. Ice King, you are not a monster. Put that crown back in its holster. Have some eggnog, here's some for Gunter. You don't have to be a spaz. No, Merry Christmas, Ice King. Hope you get what you want. You Ice King. Merry Christmas, Ice King. I hope you get what you want. You deserve one nice thing. One nice thing for the Ice King. Fa la 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 la. Fa la 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 la. Fa la 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 la. Fa la 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 la.
This is John Bryant from Ratio Farm Home, and you're listening to Taking the Charge.